Mother Earth says, now take good care of me. Please do not hurt me. Hey, hey, yo. Hey, yo, hey, yo, hey, yo. And Father Sky says, now take good care of me. Please do not hurt me. Hey, 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 yo. Hey, yo, hey, yo, hey, yo. And all living creatures say, take good care of us. Please do not hurt us. Hey, 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 yo. Hey, yo, hey, yo, hey, yo. And we are here to be ourselves, to be with one another, to be with our surroundings, to be. And we are here to take care of ourselves, to take care of one another, to take care of our surroundings. Take care, to care. And we are here to love ourselves, to Nastan anila nijone go shavotya, nijone go shavotya. Hey, hey, yo, hey, yo, hey, yo, hey, yo. Hey, hey, yo, hey, yo, hey, yo, hey, yo.
Way. Greetings. You are listening to Wolf Mountain Radio's Honoring Mother Earth, Indigenous Voices, a production of the Yat-Kitishi Native American Center. We are broadcasting on RFPI, Radio for Peace International, Global Community Radio. Akwe, welcome. This is your host, Ones Pritzker. Wolf Mountain Radio focuses on protecting Mother Earth, defending Native lands and Indigenous peoples throughout the world. Honoring Mother Earth and Indigenous Voices presents the situations facing Native peoples throughout the world with Native news, interviews, music, commentaries, and investigative reports. This program serves to protect sacred Mother Earth and the traditional cultural lifeways of Indigenous peoples throughout the world. Please listen now to Honoring Mother Earth and Indigenous Voices. Ho, Kanawantakwasin, to all of our relations.
Thank you.
From Robert G. Cody and Hovia Edwards from their Kindon Records CD, Reflections. The name of the song was entitled Buffalo Prayer Song. Robert G. Cody and Hovia Edwards performed at the historic Belonging to Mother Earth Indigenous Wisdom and Healing Conference in Powwow, which was co-sponsored by Radio for Peace International. It was at Belonging to Mother Earth where I had the pleasure to meet today's program guest, my friend, Mr. Mala Spotted Eagle Pope. Asquay greetings and hello everyone. Welcome to Wolf Mountain Radio's Honoring Mother Earth, Indigenous Voices. In today's program, we have the honor to hear my brother, Mr. Mala Spotted Eagle. Mala is Western Shoshone and Tsalegee. Listeners to Wolf Mountain Radio over the years have heard our many news reports regarding numerous desecrations by the U.S. government as well as private industry on Western Shoshone land, correctly called Nui Sogabia. This, of course, is in direct violation of the Treaty of Ruby Valley. Several important examples listeners have heard are the many years of atomic bomb tests, Department of Energy's so-called nuclear waste storage plans, harassment of the Dan family and livestock removal from the Bureau of Land Management, and, of course, raping sacred land for mining and energy development. Perhaps we will talk more about these issues and how Western Shoshone and their allies, such as Shundahai, have been fighting many years to protect Mother Earth and the right of sovereignty and self-determination of the Western Shoshone as a Native nation. Recently, the Western Shoshone presented testimony to the United Nations Human Rights Commission regarding the U.S. government's historical and contemporary human rights violations and disregard of law, such as violating the Treaty of Ruby Valley. Mr. Spotted Eagle is a well-respected wisdom keeper and cultural speaker. He is director of Nana Shanti, an intertribal intercultural organization that is dedicated to our indigenous ethics of having reverence for Mother Earth and all life, all of our relations, or as we say in my Wabanaki language, Kinon Wantakwasin. I have the privilege of knowing Mala since we both are members of Radio for Peace International's Board of Advisors. As I mentioned a moment ago, Mala and I first met at the 1998 Belonging to Mother Earth Indigenous Wisdom and Healing Conference in Powwow. This international gathering, co-sponsored by RFPI, brought together many Native elders, spiritual leaders, wisdom keepers, and non-Native allies who are concerned for the health of our planet, for cultural survival, and rights of the world's indigenous peoples, and ways to share traditional knowledge and wisdom for a better world. These issues are important to Mala and I. I now welcome my friend Mr. Mala Spotted Eagle, who is on the phone line with us from his camp, Nanashanti, which I will ask him to tell us about. Ashkwe, welcome, sir. Good morning.
Morning. Good to talk to you again, too.
Would you please let our worldwide listeners know about Nanashanti, this very beautiful community that you are living in?
Well, the reason that Nanashanti came into being is because we saw a need amongst not only our own people, the native people, but also other people. Nanashanti is what would be called a native-guided, intertribal, interracial, non-profit community. Realized that there was a lot of people out there who were struggling with their way of life, that they weren't really happy in the Western culture. They were feeling that the way it was headed was very self-destructive. They felt also, too, that it was not giving them fulfillment on a spiritual level either, that something was missing, and especially their own personal connection to the Mother Earth and to creation. They've been looking for a lot. And even our own Native people, many of them had that taken away from them, and that they've been looking for that within themselves, too. What happened is that we realized that we needed to create a place for people to be able to come, and without being exploited, but be able to just learn what we call the way of life. Not to make them Indian people, not to make them into something else, but we believe that what we have is called a spiritual way of life, and that once was shared by all people around the Mother Earth, because we recognize we all had the same teacher at one time, and that was the Mother Earth. That was creation. And we all had similar ways of honoring the Mother Earth, honoring life, and approaching her. This is what we try to help people to understand of how to do that again. And through that, they become better caretakers again, and they also are able to have a better life within themselves of how they look at life and approach everything in life. We're not the only good path. There are many good paths to the Creator and the Mother. This is a path that we understand and have learned and been passed on from our elders, and this is what we're sharing. We don't exploit, we don't charge people money to learn about this, because in traditional ways you don't charge for spirituality, ceremony, or healing. People come to Nanashanti, which is in Oregon. They come here, we have 17 acres of land, and they help on the daily work, and they learn it through the way of life. Learn how do you cook differently, learn how you garden differently, learn how you honor the little ones and the elders and everything. This is how we're supposed to learn, not through workshops and things like that, but we're supposed to actually learn through living it as a part of our life and taking it in as part of our life. True spirituality is not something that happens on weekends or on Sundays. It's something that's a part of you on every day of your life, the way you think about everything. Doesn't mean you're perfect or anything. We all make mistakes, but that's how we live. We grow from them. We learn to do better from it, and it's really a way of looking at life. An example is like looking at the weather and never thinking bad about the weather, never thinking that you're upset that it's cold or too hot or that it's too windy. Honoring that, welcoming it in, being a part of it, and understanding it's a part of you. That's a way of looking at all of life in those ways and how to do it in a positive way. How to do it in a way that you understand how you are connected to all things. So this is part of what Nanashanti is about. The other goals that we do have here is that we're creating a place where many groups, organizations, and others that are doing things in a good way for the Mother Earth and for people, that they will be able to have a place to come here and meet without being charged outrageous monies, be held in a good spiritual and wholesome environment in the nature. So that's one of the things we're doing. Another thing that we're doing is we are working with a number of tribes now and other organizations that are planning on bringing youth out here, where we'll work with them through the culture and the nature and set up good programs and an environment and work with other elders, you know, to help them to just understand their connections with the Mother Earth and other people, and how to understand even their own connection about their own culture a little more. Another thing that we're trying to do is build a library out here where we will be able to gather knowledge from elders and others who have good earth knowledge and ways of taking care of nature and people and things. Start having that accessible to those who will use this knowledge in a good way. Serious about those things, and we're really moving forward to create and do those things. we're doing this without any government support, or doing this without any tribal support, because we don't want to have strings attached. We want to continue to do what we want and make it open to all people that come in a good way. We're not interested in people coming to us and saying, oh, I want to be a healer or a shaman, or oh, I want to be this and that. We don't care what you want. What we're interested in is, what is it right for you in creation? The best way to learn that is to first learn how to walk in a good way with the Mother Earth. Learn this basic foundation of spirituality, how to think in a certain way. Once you do that, all the other doors open for you, and then you find out what really is right for you in creation, not by pushing for it and wanting it, by allowing it to come to you in a natural flowing way. And that's how it's supposed to be. So anyway, this is a little bit about Manashanti.
Music from Dene Navajo singer-songwriter Louis Gani from his Kenyan record CD, Sacred Mountains. The song is entitled Generations. It is a traditional prayer for our future generations. On the telephone line is my Western Shoshone friend, Mala Spotted Eagle. Mala, both of us have spent much of our lives speaking out about the importance of protecting Mother Earth and for people to have more respect and appreciation for the knowledge and sovereign rights of Native American and Indigenous peoples throughout the world. Anyone who listens to Wolf Mountain Native Radio knows this is a central message of our Honoring Mother Earth Indigenous Voices. The historic and contemporary assaults on Western Shoshone culture and homeland, Nui Sogabia, is one very important and tragic example of a foreign government, in this case the United States, violating human rights and destroying sacred lands. A number of examples Wolf Mountain Radio has reported on include plans for nuclear waste at Yucca Mountain, the case of open-pit gold mining at Mount Tanabo, Bureau of Land Management's so-called range management, which is rather police harassment of Indian ranchers, or the subcritical nuclear weapons experiments at the Nevada test site UNA complex. Marla, would you please comment on what is happening in your homeland of Nui Sogabia?
The current situation is still that we're fighting and struggling to have our treaty honored again, like it should have been, and to be recognized. And at this time, actually, there's getting to be a delegation from the Western Shoshone Nation that are getting ready to travel to Geneva right now, and they probably should be there in the next few days. And they're going to, again, approach the people over there, trying to get others to honor and recognize the Native people as a nation, to get the U.S. to hold up the treaties, which were supposed to be nation-to-nation treaties, honor the things that they've put in there. So we're trying to get outside help, because the more we keep approaching the United States government, the more that they just keep saying, well, they don't feel that they need to honor these things, what we've been told before is, hey, if we honor one of these treaties, then we have to honor them all. Well, then why did they make them in the first place if they never planned to honor them, unless it was just to steal our lands and everything they could from us? We feel like the United States government is always running around hollering at other nations about the way that they act and the way that they honor their treaties and do things. And we feel that the United States should be the example if they're going to holler about other people doing it this way. That they need to be the example then of what they talk about. In indigenous culture, one of the important things is that we always say that you walk your talk. You know, you don't just talk it, you walk it. You show it by your actions. Well, that's what we feel other people should do too. And that we think the United States should be now walking their talk. They talk about other nations wanting to do this and that. Well, yet at the same time, to us, they're some of the most corrupt people the way they do things. That they never seem to honor their words, even though it's on paper or whether it's word of mouth, they don't honor it. And we're trying to get them to do that, because they're doing a lot of things on the Western Shoshone land, and I know they're doing a lot of things on other lands, but they're doing a lot of things on Western Shoshone land that have really been fighting for a long time. They're still doing the nuclear test. They're getting ready to do one, I believe it's next month, in March, that they're going to be, they're together with the British government, they're going to be setting off another nuclear explosion as a test. And this goes against the Test Ban Treaty and many other things. But yet, of course, because it's the United States, they get away with it. This harms the Mother Earth every time they do this. This sends radioactive material into the water supplies, into the Earth. They're finding radiation in waters a long ways away, and they're thinking that's going to be ending up in Las Vegas soon. That's one of the things they're getting ready to do, too. The other thing, especially like with all the gold mining on our tribal land, they've kept it hidden very much about who that land really belonged to and tribal rights and other things so that they could exploit it. They don't even do any cleanup when they're done. They just leave these massive mountains of holes, like it's a whole mountain that's been inverted, and these massive holes in the Mother Earth, and they leave all these huge pools of toxic chemicals, sodium and cyanide and chlorine and mercury and other things they use to process the gold. They just pile it up, crush their ore, and then put all these chemicals through it to leach it out, and then they just let it all go into these massive pools that are like small lakes that they just have, and they just let it evaporate to the atmosphere. And you go around these pools, you see all these dead animals, eagles and even wild horses, deers, everything, that they don't read the signs that it's toxic chemicals. They don't put up any decent fence to keep them out, so they drink that water or get too near it, and it kills them. They've had numbers of breaches in these pools that have sent a lot of those chemicals into other waters. The town I grew up in, called Carlin, Nevada, had the largest artesian spring in all of Nevada. That's just a massive spring that came out of the ground. They put a big building over it, just a lot of water to come out, and they would pipe it into town, and it was really clean drinking water. And that was about 15, 20 miles from the nearest gold mine. Yet now you can't drink that water because they have to have all the water hauled in, because that water is all contaminated with those very same chemicals that are coming out of the gold mine. So that water, we don't know, may be rain for 500 to 1,000 years or longer. We don't know how long it's going to take to ever come out of there. And this is going on all over. They don't even care about their own people, much less indigenous people. All they care about is the money they can pour out of there and exploit. We're trying to do our best to try to still bring awareness about what's going on. One of the things we do is go out and talk to other people from other countries, government bodies from other countries. Because sometimes they'll be more willing to listen than the people in this country. All the people in this country think is, well, provides jobs. They don't care about the effects of the future generations. They don't care about the effects on the Mother Earth. They only think about, well, it just provides jobs. We know that it's far more important to think about how it is affecting all things, how it's affecting the future generations, even the next seven generations to come. And if you look at it this way, you realize what they're doing is extremely harmful and bad for both the Mother Earth and future generations. And we need to make more people aware of this and help them to understand how it is directly impacting them and their families and future generations.
Mala, the comment you just made regarding how those government and corporate people who seem to run the country, who seem to care only for making more money, do not seem to care how the decisions impact either people now or future generations, is a very important comment, one I also think a lot about. Not only don't they consider us Indian people, but their arrogance and greed doesn't even allow them to consider what they are doing to their own American people. Recently, as a biologist, I was reading a scientific journal article that reported on how a recent Department of Energy scientist knowingly falsified an important nuclear waste report. The scientist made up data in order to save time, money, and pressure from senior-level DOE officials. He also kept out critical test data that showed how the geology of the planned nuclear waste storage site was not stable, and if the site is used, there will be high-level nuclear waste infiltrating and polluting the precious underground water aquifer which all life in arid regions depend upon. We could talk about a number of other examples that you and I have been speaking out against, such as the historic situation on Black Mesa and coal mining that impacts the Navajo, Hopi, and other Pueblo Indian lands, or oil and gas drilling in Gwich'in, Athabaskan, and Inuit Arctic homelands, or oil shale development in Anishinaabe in other First Nations territory. The list is long all over the world. Mala, how is it that people like this are so far removed from their spirit, from Mother Earth, that they are willing and able to even poison their own families? What is this human sickness, this crazy mindset, that has caused such a disconnect to what is sacred, namely the well-being of Mother Earth and all of our relations for present and future generations?
Well, that's what we say is that exactly what you just said is that they have lost that connection to the Mother Earth. They've lost that connection to their own creator and spirituality. If they were truly walking a spiritual path, like some of them claim to be in whatever religion, whatever, then a spiritual path teaches you to honor all life. It teaches you how to take care of life and do things in a really nice way. That's true spirituality. Is how to live in harmony with things. Obviously, that if you see that they say, oh, I'm a religious person on one hand, at the other hand, that their actions don't show it, then obviously that they're just talking the talk and not walking it. We feel like what's happened is that as this society has tried its best to get away from the Mother Earth by separating ourselves and thinking we're superior to the Mother Earth, then what happened is that we lost that connection. And then when you lose that, then your heart just becomes harder and harder. You start thinking more on a mental level, not with a heart level. When you think on a mental level and you allow that to lead you, then of course you're going to make actions just concerning, well, how can I make the most money for me to have the best security? How you don't think of security as your connection to the Creator and to the Mother Earth, which is true security. You think of your security in life as having the most money, fanciest house, that real nice cars, all this other kind of stuff, which is false security. So all these people are doing that, they believe in that false security. They believe that they've got to have all this money, this power. They believe that they got to do it by any ways possible, and they use any means possible. If they really could find that connection with the Mother Earth and really could find that connection with their personal creation or power, then they wouldn't feel that need anymore. One of the things we tell people, even when we're at the Nevada test site and we're holding our demonstrations there, don't see these people as the enemy. They're just doing their job. Don't see the leaders as the enemy, because they're just misguided. They're confused. They've lost that connection. Pray for them. Help them to understand their own personal connection to the Mother Earth and creation again. Help them to be able to be the examples we need them to be if they are in leadership positions. If we start seeing them as the enemy, if we start seeing them in a negative way, we give that negative way power. We need to say, you know, look, I may not agree with you, but you are in this position. For what time you're in this position, I'm going to pray for you that your mind will be clear, your connection to the Mother Earth will be clear, that you will understand about your actions and how they affect Mother Earth and the future generations. Pray for them in that kind of way. Because if we do that, then maybe by putting our energy together and praying like that, we can help turn things around, and that these people who are a part of the hurting right now will end up being part of the healing.
You are listening to Yat Kedetshi Native Centers, Honoring Mother Earth and Indigenous Voices. Honoring Mother Earth Indigenous Voices focuses on protecting Mother Earth and defending Native lands and Indigenous peoples throughout the world. Honoring Mother Earth Indigenous Voices presents the situations facing Native peoples throughout the world with Native news, interviews, music, commentaries, and investigative reports. This program serves to protect sacred Mother Earth and the traditional cultural lifeways of Indigenous peoples. We are broadcasting on Radio for Peace International. Radio for Peace is the voice of peace, promoter of the environment, champion of human rights, denouncer of hate and injustice, advocate of the oppressed, defender of truth. Radio for Peace International is global community radio.
Thank you, Mara. Another very important question I have for you, as you talked about healing, one of the very special gifts that you and I know your dad have done over the years was reaching out to young people, especially Indian youth. And now in the 21st century, what saddens me a lot is the state of Indian youth. In some cases, we still have high rates of alcoholism, drug abuse, family dysfunction, even gangs. How do we reach out to the future generation, a lot of the young people who have in many ways become very Americanized, and a lot of our elders who are passing on to the spirit world aren't there for guidance anymore? Do you have any thoughts on how we can help reclaim our next generation?
For us to be of any help to the youth or anyone else, first we have to become the example. First, we have to get ourselves in a place where we can show by just our own example that there are other ways and other choices. Most youth these days, natives and non-natives, don't feel they have any other choice than to do the way that they're doing it. They feel, especially in the native youth, they feel very lost and disconnected. They don't understand what it means to be a native person. They don't feel very accepted in the white world, so they feel sort of stuck in between and look for anything to feel belonging to. Sometimes they turn to gangs, sometimes drugs and alcohol, whatever it might be. And what we have to do first is, by being an example, we show them by our example that there are other ways. Then the second thing to do is give them choices. Create things in our communities, create things in on the reservations and stuff that help them to have choices. I've been telling the others, you know, Nanashante is just one place. We need to create many places, each in their own way, that will be there for people, especially for the young people, but that will be places where they can come and get away from the gangs, get away from the violence and other things, maybe learn something about their own culture, and also learn something about how that maybe there's good and bad in all people, but to learn to look to see the good, how to be able to make their connection again to the Mother Earth and to creation. If people have that inside of them, then they don't feel that need to use drugs and alcohol. They don't feel that need to have to belong to something that they know is violent, like the gangs, and very negative, but they need somewhere to belong. We used to make our people, especially the young ones, feel very accepted. We did rites of passage with them. We did other ceremonies with them. It helped them to understand that they were connected to the community. It helped them to understand their roles in life. We don't do that anymore, so our people feel very lost. So we need to bring these kinds of things back as communities, as people, And it starts with us individually, then finding others to work together that are all feeling the same kind of heart and working together to bring this back. Once we do this, the young people have something to turn to that they feel very positive about.
Hey!
music from the drum Whitetail off Opera Records CD, Thunder Drums. The name of the song was For Our People. On the telephone line is Western Shoshone and Tasalagi brother, Mala Spotted Eagle. Mala is director of Nanashanti, an intertribal, interracial, Native guided community and healing center based upon Native American traditions and way of life. I encourage all of our worldwide listeners who wish to learn more about Nanashanti to please visit their website, www.nanish.org. Once again, Nanashanti's website, www.nanish.org. Mala, you and I, in one sense, were fortunate to have been raised in rural areas and around some of our traditional cultural lifeways. For you, the arid Western Shoshone lands. For me, the forested watershed rivers of Wabanaki territory. I remember my youth experiences and cultural ceremonies in the Spruce Fir woods, a time when I learned to live close to Mother Earth, which gifted me a strong spirit connection to what in English is called nature. Even now, in my middle age, I live in proximity to Pahayoki, the beautiful Seminole and Miccosukee Everglades, which allows my spirit to stay connected to the earth. For many people, however, especially many of our young native youth, life is a very fast-paced urban place. How can people who don't have the opportunity to live around or visit nature still maintain a spirit connection to sacred Mother Earth?
Mother Earth is wherever we are. There is always Mother Earth, even under that concrete. I tell people that what they should do, that they want to keep that connection with the Mother Earth or learn that connection with the Mother Earth, each day, at least once a day, go out and stand on the Mother Earth. Whether it's in a park, a little piece of grass, whatever it might be, just go out there and make a prayer to the Mother Earth and give her a little tobacco offering or something. But make a prayer to her to just give her thanks each day for what she has given us, and to ask that you help in her healing, that you send your prayers to help her in her healing, and that you are trying to honor her and to recognize her again as our mother. If we do that each day, then little by little we learn how to do that more and more with our heart. We don't see it as something separate. We see that we're praying to our mother. We see that we're praying to something that we're a part of, and it's a part of us. When you can start really doing that, what happens is that it opens you up spiritually, and you can become really connected, and you start being aware of other things around you. What I tell people is it doesn't matter where you are. Every day you can do this. You don't have to make a big display, because spirituality is not about ego making a big display about it. Be quiet in the way that you do it. Just go out there in a humble, quiet way. Stand on that Mother Earth, because the Mother Earth has never abandoned us. We walked away from her. She's waiting there.
Yes.
Wherever we are, she is there waiting just for us to listen to her again, to honor her again, recognize her as our mother. She's wanting to help us, but she can't really help us if we just turn our backs on her and ignore her. All we got to do is turn around and start doing it again. Start talking to her and honoring her. Start making her a part of our life that life should be and is. And then she can work with us.
From Oneida singer-songwriter Joanne Shenandoah off Silver Wave Records CD, Prayer for Peace. On the phone line today is my Western Shoshone Tsalegi brother, Mr. Mala Spotted Eagle, director of Nine Ashanti. Listeners can learn more about Nine Ashanti by visiting the website www.ninish.org. That's www.nanish.org. Listeners can also learn more about issues facing Western Shoshone Territory, Nui Sogabia, and ways to support the defense of the sacred land by visiting Shundahai Network's website, www.shundahai.org. Shundahai Network's website once again, www.shundahai.org. Mala, we are nearing the end of our broadcast time together for this edition of Wolf Mountain Radio. As I thank you for sharing your thoughts today, let me ask you if there are any last comments you wish to say to our worldwide audience.
Oh yes, I'd like to say I know a lot of people out there are going to workshops for spirituality and healing and for a lot of other things, and they're going to other places and learning. And I would like to really say, don't just learn. Put these things into action. Become an active caretaker to Mother Earth. Do something with your life. Knowledge is a waste if you don't use it. So use the knowledge that you're learning in life. And every one of you has something to give to the Mother Earth. We're taught as indigenous people, we're all born, each one of us, with a purpose and with a gift inside of us. And if we need to start using these gifts to help the Mother Earth in our healing, we need to start using these gifts to help others. And so take the time with the things you've learned in life and the things you're about to learn. Use this knowledge to do something with it. Don't just sit on it, because we all need to work together now for the healing of the Mother Earth. We all need to work together to create something better than what was left to us for the future generations. That's the main thing I want to say.
We're listening to Wolf Mountain Radio's Honoring Mother Earth Indigenous Voices, a production of the Yatkidishi Native Center. Yatkidishi's Wolf Mountain Radio is an independent indigenous media service. Our award-winning program, Honoring Mother Earth, Indigenous Voices, serves to protect sacred Mother Earth and defend the traditional cultural lifeways of Native peoples around the world. Wolf Mountain Radio presents the situations facing Native lands and tribal communities with news, interviews, commentaries, music, and investigative reports. Estás escuchando el programa de radio Wolf Mountain, honrando a la Tierra Madre y voces indígenas. Una producción del Centro Nativo Yatkidishi. La Radio Wolf Mountain de Yatkidishi es un servicio de medios independientes indígena. Nuestro programa, Honrando a la Tierra Madre y Voces Indígenas, sirve para proteger la Tierra Madre Sagrada y defender las culturas tradicionales de gente nativa en todo el mundo. La Radio Wolf Mountain presenta las situaciones enfrentadas por tierras nativas y comunidades indígenas con noticias, entrevistas, comentarios, música y reportes investigativos.
Well, dear friends, we are just about out of time for today. I hope everyone appreciated the words of wisdom from our guest, Mr. Mala Spotted Eagle. We shall conclude our broadcast with a song from Grant Severite off Turtle Island Music CD, Contemporary Native American Music. The title of the song is Indian Nations. We thank you for listening to Wolf Mountain Radio's Honoring Mother Earth, Indigenous Voices. This is your host and producer, Ones Pritzker, wishing you well. Aho, Kinawan Takwasin, to all of our relations.
Yeah. buffalo as they race across the open plain. I can feel the fire of a never-ending flame and the soft, healing touch of a summer rain. Indian Nation, a proud legacy, a reminder of that before. Indian Nation, keeper of a great mastery, teller of stories never told. A drumbeat plays a rhythm to the heartbeat of the limb. They all dance together in a circle hand in hand. People of the earth stand strong against the sun, bound by the spirit, singing harmony as one. Indian Nation, a proud legacy, a reminder of all that before. Indian Nation, keeper of a great mastery, teller of stories never told. True and free, look inside your hearts, purity you'll see. The call of the eagle calls out to you and me as we journey homeward to our chosen destiny. Indian Nation, a proud legacy, a reminder of that before. Indian Nation, keeper of a great mastery.